And welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget that you can also listen to the archive show now. We do that on our own website at www.nagb.org.bs. Our website is super informative. It's got a calendar of all our events coming up, so we have film screenings once a month. We have talks. Of course, we have our exhibitions. It's always free on Sunday, the art gallery, so you can come see any of the shows for free. The talks and screenings are always free. Pretty much everything that we do as public programming is always free. So we really encourage you to go look at the website and see what we've got going on, because it's pretty active. I have got Tessa Whitehead, an artist, a practicing artist here in the Bahamas in the studio. She's also been a curator at the Diagola Art Foundation, and she also ran Liquid Courage Art Space for a while when you first came home from London. And I have Heino Schmidt in the studio, who's an associate professor at UB in the art department and is really one of the founders of Pop-Up, along with John Cox and Blue Curry, and who else was there? Michael Edwards, I guess. And has been at Pop-Up for now, how long has Pop-Up been going for, even?
Since about
15 years.
Yeah, maybe.
So he's here, and they were part of this Tilting Axis conference. So I really wanted to get feedback from you as artists, because it started out, Tilting Axis, as a very... Actually, it was quite artist-centric in the beginning, too, because really it's about curatorial practice, but as curators and museum professionals, we're really interested in, like, how we can support artists, you know, to get their jobs done. And, you know, that's beyond money, because no one has money, right? And it's just always, like, it can't always be the answer is, oh, if we had more money, we could do X, Y, Z. So it's really about how can we, you know, assist artists in getting shows and doing their practices and meeting each other and meeting curators. But then it also gets quite theoretical. It gets, you know, very curatorial, and people talking about, you know, high theory. So I really wanted to know what it was like for artists to come. This is your first one for both of you. So I first just wanted to get your impression of the conference. Like, what, you know, it was 3 days of, like, intensive just sitting there listening to people talk. You had art in actually a couple of the talks, and you were sitting there, one of the curators actually started his talk with an artwork by Heino, which is actually on view at the National Art Gallery right now. And we were all like, oh, look.
Was very special.
Yeah, so, you know, how was it for you to get this coming together?
I mean, it was really exciting. Regional artists and curators, like you said, have been coming by Nassau for a while, and mm-hmm. Bahamian artists have been kind of going out and making connections. There are a few people there that I've known for close to a decade, if not longer, but mm-hmm. I don't see often. I see maybe once every 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. So it was really, really good to see these people. And so it was like Chris Cozier and Sean Leonard from Trinidad.
Yeah, from Alice Yard, which actually was where the piece that he showed,
exactly,
kind of the inspiration for that piece was originally.
And I haven't seen either one of those since Volta, I think, when I went. That was just like 4 years ago, and then 4 years before that. And I have nothing but respect for both those gentlemen. Deborah, Deborah Azinger from Jamaica, Nicole Smythe-Johnson. So Deborah and I did a collaborative work at the NAGB for mm-hmm. Double Dutch. When was that, a year ago? In November last year. Yeah. Very impressive person. You know, I love her and her crazy hair.
She gave a presentation about NLS, amazing, which was just incredible, because it was really like, this is an artist who came back to her art scene and saw there was nothing really happening that was interesting for her, and just started her in space.
Yeah,
and it's actually hosted some really incredible artists, and it's done a lot for the Jamaican art scene. And she's still a practicing artist, and she still has a full-time job, and she's a mother all at the same time.
And
I think it really shows, like, a dedication to, because she was like, I can't just sit here complaining about what I don't have in my community. I have to figure out what we don't have and make it.
She's completely
make it
energized
happen.
And committed to her, you know, both practices, like administrational and her own.
Yeah.
So, and then also Natalie Urquhart, like, I met her in Guyana, must be.
Oh, right.
Like, for Cara Festa in 2006, 2007, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken. And obviously she also came in, like you said, and did a studio visit. So there are huge gaps in between that. And then Alon, I can't remember his last name. He also gave that presentation. I don't remember.
Oh, Empire is Shop. That was a great presentation.
And
I actually
met him initially in Vienna for that show the NAGB also sponsored. Like, I went, there was, we had a gallery day, and he happened,
Nassau Calling,
which was 2 or 3 years ago.
Alon Schwab.
Schwab, that's what it is. Wonderful young artist, curator. I mean, he doesn't even give himself a title. Just very long, intense projects. And he had an exhibition in Vienna, I think, like two years ago, mm-hmm. 3 years ago?
Yeah.
2 years ago. I got to see the initial kind of inclinations of that thought.
Yeah.
And so his presentation kind of brought it all into fruition, which was really quite amazing. So for me, it was really exciting to meet new people, but also to kind of see all of these people that, again, I see maybe once or twice a decade, like all in the same room and talking about what you've been doing. Like a lot of it is really organic and meaningful. Like you said, some of it is high theory, but mostly in the presentations, which was wonderful. You know, I got to take a lot of notes.
So does it give you food for thought for your own practice?
Absolutely. It's always encouraging to see, like, your peers and the people that you admire, like, really put their foot down and still kind of truck through. Because, I mean, the regional creative community can be quite isolating. I remember somebody, I don't remember her name now, made a really interesting point. That the fact that it's so difficult to get to different places is actually like this weird political conspiracy, which I don't know if I buy that, but it is a real thing.
Oh, like that was I think it was Shawnee from Marcus Garvey. Like,
yes.
PCM.
Yeah, so, you know, because you actually have to fly to Miami.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure it's a conspiracy in the sense that anyone sat down and evilly planned it, but I think it is a legacy of the colony. It's a legacy of the colony that it's easier for us to get to London than to get to Martinique.
Yeah, you know? At the very least, it's an omission that needs to be corrected, and one of the ways you correct that is by holding conferences like this and forcing people to get into the same room.
Yeah, exactly.
And see where their creative histories overlap and how that could be expanded on, like, moving forward.
Now, what about new people? I mean, I know, for example, you've met Tobias Ostrander before, very briefly, who's the chief curator at Perez, but he was really, like, he came up to me and he was like, oh my God, Heine's work is so interesting. And you've got to, that's why I was pointing at you when we were talking at lunch, and he's like, I have to go talk to him, and I have to have it. So, did people
really
come to you, and do you feel like...
I mean, I can be quite shy, so it's a little rough for me sometimes, but I did make the effort, because everybody was really, really happy to be there, and I think the energy was quite high.
Yeah.
So it was, you could literally walk up to anybody and just, you know, ask those hard questions, like, what do you do?
Exactly.
How do you spend your life? You know, even if they don't have answers.
Well,
like,
and because it's kind of...
What does your work look like?
And I think they were also, I mean, for the first time, which I didn't get to in my long 15-minute rant, rant, it wasn't really a rant, but it was a blur at the beginning, was that this edition really saw, after the Perez, it sort of gave it a brand that was like, that it was very serious and, like, you know, a real thing. Because, again, one of the problems we suffer from in the Caribbean is that people think when we get together, we're just all, like, you know, drinking out of a coconut and having a spliff or something. But so it really gave it a level of, like, oh, this is a really serious professional gathering. And they were able to bring in some curators that have done, I mean, there was a woman who worked at the Tate for like 12 years in England. You know,
fantastic.
I mean, there were some really, with a fantastic, of a Shoshi Dunkel, Afro-Modern, and some other, like, you know, really highly regarded professionals internationally that have this interest in our region. And I really saw a level of participation that was just, I was kind of like, I felt like a bit of a fan, you know, like, you know, oh my God, I can't believe I'm meeting so-and-so. Like, where's my autograph book? And I think that was great that in this environment, everybody was on equal footing. And so you could just go up to anybody. So Tessa, what about you? How was it?
Yeah.
How was the experience for you?
A little bit mirroring what Heino said. I think it was incredible to see how many people or how connected we are to, certainly to Britain and to America and to kind of the bigger areas and or the kind of bigger cities in the world, and how they're kind of looking at the Caribbean as a source of research and a sort of a place to draw inspiration from. And so we, as you said, we heard from Tanya.
Yep.
I don't remember her last name, but she was talking about Tanya Barson, who was working at the Tate and looking to the Caribbean to create an exhibition, and then likewise hearing from some of the big wigs in the Caribbean talking about how they are making their project spaces work, and so we had a couple of artists, but mostly people who worked as artists and curators, or mm-hmm. artists and writers, or mm-hmm. and
which in a way you both are too, because you both run yeah. spaces. I mean, I always think for of sure. you as practicing artists first, because in my estimation, that's what you are, and yeah. you both make incredible work. And actually, Tessa, we have your work on show also at the National Art Gallery right now.
Thank you.
So people should go see that show, by the way, just as an aside. again, you're both curators. I mean, you run Pop Up and you put on shows, and you have Liquid Courage and the Diego yeah. Art Foundation, and so
yeah, and it was good to hear how people overcome some of the problems that you face in a small community, trying to do both things or do four things at once, mm-hmm. which happens here. People have more than one hat. I know we talk mm-hmm. about that a lot, but you know, it's a reality.
But I actually think it happens everywhere, and I think that's yeah, also what's true. Kind of reassuring, is it happens in the everywhere in the Caribbean anyhow,
for sure,
and even actually outside, you know, because the art world is what it is, and because it's not a normally a really super highly paid profession, that
exactly.
lots of people do a couple of different things.
I think regionally, like, a lot of it is like necessity. It isn't just yeah. like blind mm-hmm. ambition where you want to be a writer or a curator. Like, if you want to get anything done, you kind of have to learn how to do it yourself first, mm-hmm. and then kind of delegate it when the opportunity comes up. I remember talking to a student once at the beginning of a semester or some paper or something, and someone was like, what is the best advice you can give a young artist? And I was like, well, you have no idea how much plywood you're gonna have to
live.
Jesus.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in your professional career, if you want to work here, like, there's so much that needs to be done,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of it has to be done with a very small crew, so you have to spread yourself out a bit to just mm-hmm. to kind of accomplish a fair amount of goals.
Yeah, well, I think we recently did the show. I mean, it's on right now. You're both in that show, and now it was started as the show in Vienna, and now it's in Leipzig, Germany. We spoke about that last week on the show, and I think you know, Holly and some of the other Bahamians that were there, they kind of couldn't believe what they didn't have to do, because the space came with technicians, right?
Yep.
You know, like, there was here we're so used to doing it all, right? Getting up on the ladder and, you know, yeah, sawing the plywood, and as well as producing the art and writing the essay and running the space. But I think that gives us a level of understanding of how to put on a show, which a lot of people don't have.
I think it's particularly interesting hearing from those kinds of spaces, Alice Yard and mm-hmm. NLS, because of the scale of Pop-Up, and particularly in how important Pop-Up is to us from all different levels. And Chris and Sean talked about Chris Cozier and Sean Leonard talked about, two of the directors of Alice Yard talked about how they kind of run the space, and there's both a real casualness to how they run it, which is very Caribbean and in a kind of you know, sort of that's what we can manage way, and also mm-hmm. really ambitious projects, and how do you make things really ambitious with the resources that you have. And for me, that was one of the most inspiring things. And coming from spending most of your time alone in a room making art or making decisions, it's really inspiring to come back into a team and realize you
can. Well, and I think that's what's so great about Tilting Axis too, is that I always find when I first met Natalie Urquhart, who's the director of the National Art Gallery of the Cayman Islands, she actually was here. Her mother's, in fact, Bahamian, and she was here for a wedding, and she came up to the NAGB, and she sort of called out of the blue and was like, oh, listen, I'm visiting, and I'm from this National Gallery. And suddenly it was like, oh my God, I have a colleague who just gets all my issues, because no one else here does my job.
Yeah.
And there isn't anyone else who's my peer in that regard. Yeah. I mean, it's in that very specific regard. And I don't mean there aren't other talented people and other people running institutions, but, you know, an art institution or something. And it's so great to get together with other colleagues. And I'm sure you found that with people running independent art spaces, with other artists, that you're like, oh, I'm not the only one. This is great, because
yes.
we have this network. It's just not next door. It's not down the road. It's not
yeah.
in the city,
sure.
the next city. It's
yeah, and you're hearing from people who are dealing with similar concerns.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not looking to, because, you know, a lot of the resources that you get more easily are from larger spaces that have different concerns. So, you know, you can get online streams from the Tate
mm-hmm.
and those kinds of things. So when you're in the studio and you're trying to just get information for your, you know, for your own research, you're pulling from institutions generally, because that's the easiest way to get
mm-hmm.
information here. We don't have access to libraries in that same way,
and so
they just don't deal with the same things,
yeah,
same concerns.
That, yeah.
They don't have the same language, and that was another thing, hearing people from the region talk about their practice with a Caribbean language, and it is different, and that that in itself is something to sort of stand behind. And
yeah, that's actually that's actually a very good point. Maybe we'll pick that up a little bit after the break, because we have to go to another short break. I'm in the studio speaking with Associate Professor at UB in the Art Department, pop-up founder and practicing artist Heino Schmid. I'm also speaking to artist Tessa Whitehead, who was curator at the Diagonal Art Foundation and ran the Liquid Courage Art Space. And we are speaking about our four-day trip to the Cayman Islands to participate in this Tilting Axis Conference, which is a conference for Caribbean art professionals, and sort of what that meant for all of us and what it means for the region. And we're going to speak more about that after the break. You're listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Cole, from the director of the National Art Gallery, and we're going to be right back shortly.